Nada, Thomas, hoje rodas Simon Kuf Samach Halach Avav, I'm going to Simon Kuf Samach Aleph Halach Ches. So the last thing the Kizah says in regards to Chafifa, preparing for the mikveh, is that when it comes to Motzei Shabbos and Motzei Yom Tov, you should ask someone to get guidance, because there's different opinions exactly what the best way to do it. In general, we try to combine both. The Shittas HaRishonim, different opinions in the Rishonim, is the main preparation before Shabbos, let's say. Was it after Shabbos? And it also depends very much on what we discussed, the idea of being in a state of calmness, because that and calmness and collectiveness to be able to properly prepare. Simon Kuf Samach Aleph enters into the world of Chatzitza, also a very fascinating discussion about the idea that the water of the mikveh has to have the potential to reach every part of the body, including inside the mouth and areas where even though the woman doesn't have to open her mouth, when she immerses in the mikveh, but the potential of the water reaching all the areas. So for example, if there's stitches, if there's braces even, the famous Chufim of Eliyashu. And the Maisa, there's different opinions how to look at what's called Chatzitza. There are tremendous leniencies. Chakasiyoyev, famous Tshuva, he actually compares it to tying on Shabbos. And then there's tremendous stringencies, as we'll see in the Kitzur. So certainly, a person should ask a question. Many different circumstances may change the halacha. So there's a famous shailas which we'll discuss. Also, the gevis is a cast. Someone has a cast on their foot. What are they going to do? So there's a tshuva to Eliezer regarding that. But let's take it step by step. A woman, first of all, has to get into the mikveh, meaning immerse into the waters in the mikveh, 40 saw water. And it has to be that her entire body is under the water. And that is also including the hair. And technically, she has one hair sticking out, it's a problem. This, as I mentioned, is the main reason why you need to have what's called a balanit. She should wait till you're in the water, then come and see that the dipping is inside the water, and then everything's gevaldik, then everything's great. Now, the concept, as we mentioned, chatzitza is even what's called beis hastorim, areas where it's not like it's hidden. So, for example, even in the ears, have to be cleaned out, lechatchila, the nose, everything has to be cleaned out to at least allow the potential water. That is an incredible chiddush of a Moshe regarding a woman that has, I just had recently a question where a woman just wasn't allowed to have any water go in. So there's a whole chiddush of a Moshe exactly how to do it, to be able to put something into the ear. But there are definitely something to ask a shayla on. And then the Kitzur discusses all types of mucuses and what we call dry mucus on the eye, and the distinction between whether it's in the eye, outside of the eye, on the eyelashes, is it moist, is it dry? All these things make a difference. Same thing when it comes to blood, dry blood on a wound. So that could be a chatzitza. The mucus inside is not a chatzitza. So if the mucus comes out, if it's moist, it's not considered chatzitza. It's a very interesting concept. The more wet something is, the better, because it connects, so to speak, with the water. So a woman, the kids have discussed, who has sores, really, according to the kids, has to soak. Similarly, when it comes to women that have any wounds and that develop scabs, the kitzur is machmer on this, to soften them and try to remove them if it's possible. And many of the Echayim say, no, a scab is something you want there, so therefore, why should that be a chatzitza? And this applies to pimples and different items that a person right now doesn't, at the end of the day, wants it, although pimples will be a good distinction, but it's part of the body. It's not something that's on top of the body. That's the difference. Bandages, that's a famous question that we've been discussing. So the kitzur is machmer that even if it's there for 3 or 4 months, it's going to be a problem because you don't want it there. Other opinions is no, if it's there for a month, say even for a week, say even for 24 hours, there are times where there's room to be lenient, because right now, a woman will go to sleep with it. An example of this also is, when it comes interesting, that they used to put, the kids here, you learn a lot of interesting things of what they used to use medically. So they used to put some linen pads within like the wound, probably as part of the healing process. In any case, the question is whether it's chatzitza or not, and the kitzur is machmir. It comes to dirt particles that are on the skin because of sweat. So that also could be a question. So all these things is the reason why we spend some time in the bath in order to clean these chatzitzas away. Now here is another interesting discussion where there's liquids like milk, honey, sap of a fig tree, sap of a berry tree, all these types of saps. The sycamore. So it depends. If it's dry, like we said, dry zoo is more problematic than it's a chatzitza. If it's moist, it's not a chatzitza. It kind of gets, what's it called, fused together with the water. Now, other types of saps, even if they're moist, are a chatzitza, and that makes things a problem. Similarly, blood, even if it's moist, it's a chatzitza. So this, like I said, makes things a little bit more complicated. Now, one of the most common shilas is colors. So women color their faces with cosmetics, especially hair color. So it's interesting that this is already a tshuva sarash, but it goes back many years. Women have been coloring their hair, men maybe too. So the fascinating discussion that it's not considered chatzitza. Now there's the whole debate how to learn the Rashba. Is it because it's part of the hair? She wants it there. It's like a clothing. Is also because there's nothing, there's no mamashas. I mean, there's nothing that you really could, there's no film, there's no film, there's nothing that you could touch. And that makes a difference how to learn. In general, when it comes to the things that women have today with the nails, it's a whole balagan, as we call it. There's a lock, and there's lacquer, and there's the gel nails, and all the different types of items. And in general, the halacha is that the chetchila, of course, it's best to have nothing on your nails, because that's the, you're supposed to have nothing about. But there are many instances to be lenient, especially women that it would be difficult to take off, it would break the nail. They can't come into Shabbos Yonder without it. There's definitely variables, and therefore there's definitely room to be lenient in certain situations. Interesting also that the custom is to cut nails. And the main reason actually is because of the dirt under the nails that accumulates. And the minhag is to say that we cut the nails, but as I said, similar to the gel whole transformation that took place in halacha when it comes to these gel nails and all the like, many women in mamash, I just had a lady, she was getting married, she said, her whole life she's dreading to cutting her nails. So it's hard to tell a woman like that to cut her nails, especially if she's going to make sure that it's shortish and it's going to be clean. But important, interesting that the kitzur says, make sure not to let the nails fall on the floor where husband or someone else is going to walk, because that could be dangerous. And the major shaila is, what happens to Shabbos and Yom Tov? If a woman is careful to cut her nails, and now she comes in Shabbos and Yom Tov, she didn't cut her nails, she can't cut her nails, obviously, in Shabbos and Yom Tov, what do you do? So there's a very interesting discussion in the Ritva Masechus Makos, and there's a Taz, whole discussion in the Shabbos, if a non-Jew could cut your nails. And the Maisa, something definitely to rely on in pressing circumstances. And lastly, for today, the kids are discussing if there's a swelling underneath the nail, or she forgot to cut the nails and she went to the mikveh. Many times it will make a difference if she already came home, or if she already was at home with her husband. That makes a major difference. There's other interesting chatzitzas that also are raised. For example, women that have contact lenses, take it off, but with the evidence, okay. Depends on what type of contact lenses. Is the one that you keep, that you change, that you could keep a few days, or versus the one that you take out every night, you never go to sleep with it. That becomes more of a chatzitza. So these are interesting shilas. Nuva rings, which is types of birth controls, also a major discussion, is I consider chatzitza or not. So definitely on these type of things, when she asks a shayla, have a beautiful day.